Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I tell you, sir, I'm making no mistake. The hideous creature I saw scuttle up the stairs and through the laboratory door was Hyde. I'd know him anywhere. Haven't I had to wait on him when he came to stay in the doctor's house?
I don't doubt you, fool, but what on earth is he doing in Dr. Jekyll's laboratory? The man's been hunted in every corner of the kingdom. There's £2,000 reward offered for his capture. How could Henry Jekyll hide such a creature?
I would never have come up here if the need wasn't desperate. Oh, I've been driven half distracted, sir. What for the worry of Dr. Jekyll and the poor people coming ringing at the door asking for him?
What poor people?
The people from the clinic, sir. They're lost without him, and that's the truth. Oh, it'd fair wring your heart, it would, to hear the way they plead for him to come and look after their sick.
But what happened? Isn't Nurse Peters still down there?
Nurse Peters, sir? The poor young lady's been too bad herself to look after anyone.
Nurse Peters?
What's been the matter with her?
I don't rightly know, sir. But Dr. Jekyll brought her to the house a week before he went into the laboratory. No one saw her but himself, and the nurse he had to look after her, but from what I heard, it seemed as though she seemed to be partly out of her mind, sir.
What? Why, you must be crazy. Helen Peters out of her mind and Dr. Jekyll murdered? What sort of crazy yarn is this?
Oh, I know, sir. And that's why I came all the way up here to see you. If I'd put it in a letter, you'd never have believed me.
I don't believe you now, but this couldn't have happened. Where's Miss Peters now?
The doctor gave orders that she was to be taken down to his house in Norfolk, sir. I saw her just before she left. Oh, she looked mortal bad, sir. And the saddest look I ever saw on any woman's face. She seemed in a sort of a dream. She just walked down the stairs and out of the door and never said a word.
Oh, stop. If you tell him any more, I believe I'm going mad, too. Has the whole world tumbled to pieces?
Oh, we need you, Dr. Lanyon. Someone's got to come and try and put things right.
I'll come. I'll come right away.
Here's a letter for you. Do you feel well enough to read it?
Yes, Mother, I'll read it.
That's a good girl. You're looking ever so much better today. A few weeks of this lovely country air should make you quite well again.
Do you think so, Mother, dear? I wish I did.
Read your letter, and we'll go for a little stroll out in the garden. You never saw anything like the delphiniums and the roses. And they'll make you better just to see them. Do you know, there's the dearest little pony cart and an old fat cob in the stables. I was talking to the head groom about it this morning. How would you like to go for a drive through the park? The trees are looking lovely. Just the ferns, the little tinge of ferns and faint tinge of the autumn. Why, dear, what's the matter? Is the bad news in the letter?
No. You may read it if you like.
What is it? Why, it's some sort of document. A deed of gift.
Yes, from Henry. He's given me this house and the parklands and all the land. He told me he was doing that before we said goodbye.
Helen, dearest, don't cry. You mustn't upset yourself. This was done to make you happy, not to cause you any pain.
Happy? No, I don't think Henry expects me to be happy.
My darling, I wish I could tell you what... I wish you could tell me what happened between you. Is it so final? If ever I saw a man with mortal grief on his face, it was Henry Jekyll the morning we left to come down here. Though I'm sure he loves you.
Oh, please, Mother, please. If only you knew how it tortures me to hear you say that.
Sorry, dear, I won't say it again.
We must regard him as dead. None of us will see him again, ever.
Is he stricken with some dreadful illness, dear?
Yes. An illness so dreadful, so terrible, that my mind can't bear to think of it. And yet I can't help myself. I sit here thinking of him alone, facing that dreadful doom. And I can't do anything. I can't even be with him.
But can't anything be done? Aren't there doctors?
Nothing, and no one can help him. Do you think I would have come away if there'd been any hope?
Oh, then don't let's talk about it anymore. It only upsets you, and if nothing can be done for him... Come, we'll go into the garden. Would you like a shawl to put round your shoulders?
Mother, I'd like to go alone. Do you mind?
But are you strong enough?
Of course I am. There's nothing the matter with me, physically.
Very well, then. But don't walk too far. I'll come down to you in half an hour.
Yes, do. I'll be down under that beech tree at the end of the lawn. I think perhaps I'd better wear a coat. It might turn cold.
Yes, do. Now take care of yourself.
I will. Goodbye.
Why do you kiss me like that? I'll be seeing you in half an hour.
You've got a pony cart and cob here that I could drive.
Yes, Miss Peters.
Do you think I could have it right away?
Well, are you going to drive it yourself, miss?
Yes. I'm feeling so much better today that I think I'll go down to the village and do a little shopping. How soon can you have it ready?
Oh, it won't take a minute, miss. The old cob's in the stable now, and I'll have one of the boys harness him right away.
Good, I'll wait. By the way, I can reach the main road by going through that gate over there, can't I?
Oh, yes, miss. But there's a better road if you take the one that goes right past the house.
No, I'll take this one. I don't want to pass the house. And, Harry, will you? I don't want to be too late getting back.
Oh, certainly, miss. Harness old Rory into the pony car, will you?
Porter, I want to go to London. Can you tell me when I can catch a train?
Yeah, you're dead lucky, miss. There's one due right now. It'll take you as far as Norwich, and then you'll get the express.
Oh,
there she is, coming up to the crossing now. Want a ticket?
Yes, first class, please.
Any luggage?
No, none.
Here's your ticket, then. 11 and 9, please.
Thank you.
Yes?
What do you want? Is this Dr. Jekyll's place?
Yes, but he's not at home.
Oh, do you know when he'll be back?
No, I haven't any idea. He's been gone for several days now.
Oh, don't you know where he is? Oh, I need him dreadful bad. My little girl that's ill. Oh, if I don't get him soon, I don't know what'll happen.
Well, he isn't here, and it's no use your waiting.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Can't you get another doctor?
I want to come to folks as poor as us, but Dr. Jekyll. We haven't any money to pay him with.
Did you go to the clinic?
Yes. There's no one there. It's all shut up. Oh, when is Dr. Lanyon coming, Betty? It's terrible with both of them away.
Oh, he's on his honeymoon. He won't be back for another week.
And even Miss Peters. Oh, it ain't right for them all to go and leave us like this. We've learnt to count on them so much.
What happened, Miss Bob?
Miss Peters?
Nurse. Oh, thank heaven you're back. Margie's that ill, miss. I've been off out of my mind.
What's the matter with her?
Oh, it's some sort of fever. She's tossing round and she's burning hot. She hasn't known me for the past 2 days. Oh, can you come and see her, miss?
Well, I wanted to see Dr. Jekyll.
He isn't here. He's been gone away. There's no one left but you, miss. Oh, don't say you won't come. You would let her die for want of help.
All right, I'll come. He would have wished me to. Nellie, can I come inside and get some things?
Yes, miss, of course.
Mrs. Forbes, you go back to your child. I'll get something to eat and some medicine and come over as soon as ever I can.
Oh, heaven bless you, miss. You don't know how wonderful it is to see you back again.
My cab's still waiting. Here, take this money and get the man to drive you home. Keep your little girl warm and give her plenty to drink. I'll come and see her in half an hour.
Oh, thank you, miss. Thank you 1,000 times.
Nellie, can you get me something hot to drink? I've come a long way.
Oh, you're feeling better, miss?
Yes, I'm all right. Nellie, when did you see Dr. Jekyll last?
Well, none of us has seen him since the day after you left, miss.
Did he go away?
No. Oh, I didn't like to tell that woman, but he's locked himself up in the building at the back of the house.
Oh, Henry, my poor darling. And does he never come out?
No, miss. Not for anything. You're not thinking of going to see him, miss.
Why?
Well, we've had orders to keep away. No one's allowed near the place except when there's food to be taken across.
No, I'll not go there. I'll do what I can to keep on with his work. There are sick people in need of him. I don't think I can help him, but I can help them. That is my duty.
Are you well enough, miss?
Well, of course I am. There are times when one must forget oneself, Nellie. And this is one of them. Now, will you please get me some food? And show me where the doctor keeps his surgical bag and medicines. This is what he would wish me to do. I know. And as long as I have strength, I'll do it.